Jaya Radha Madhava Kunyabi Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunyabi Hare. Gopi jana malava girivaru dhauti. Gopi jana malava girivaru dhauti. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana Yabuna Te Ravana Chagare Yamuna Tera Banachare Jai Urada Hamadhava Kunyabihare Jai Urada Madhuva Kunyabihare Gopi Jana Malava Girivadadhante Gopi Jana Balaba Girivaru Dhahure Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Te Ravanachare Yamuna Te Ravanachare Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunyabihare Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunyabihare Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidikacharya Also Tero Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindika Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Rem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopika Vanath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Gijai Vrindavanam Gijai Maturidam Gijai Jagadathasami Gijai Yamunamai Gijai Shrimad Vlasi Devi Gijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya, Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini, Tinamani Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pacharni, Nivashesha Shunyavadi, Paschacha Deja Tarni, Om Ganati Madanda Shah, Gananjana, Shalakaya Chakshunan Miritam Yena, Tasmai, Shri Gurave Namaha. So we'd like to wish everybody a happy Govardhan Puja, which actually occurs on Tuesday, but we are celebrating today. So we're going to speak a little bit about Govardhan Hill, and I know there's some people here who don't know much about Govardhan Hill, where it is, what it is, like that. So we're going to give a brief explanation utilizing a PowerPoint presentation with pictures of Govardhan Hill. But first I wanted to mention that, as you're going to see right here, the Govardhan Hill is Krishna himself in the mood of a devotee. Now, a hill is generally comprised or composed of stones. So how can a stone be Krishna? I mean, that's an interesting thing. You see this stone on the altar, and you see the stone is decorated. And that's not the whole hill, obviously. The hill is approximately like 16 miles around in circumference, or 23 or 24 kilometers around. And it usually takes me to go around the whole hill about 3 hours. That's pretty fast, isn't it? So usually we don't take that as short a time. We actually do it in 2 days. So then we have to examine the nature of the Absolute, the nature of God, the nature of Krishna. And Krishna is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, and all good, too. So omnipotent means he can appear in any form he likes. Just like all of us when we were young, we would play act in different, well, we didn't take different forms, but sometimes we would act like a little animal, like a dog or something like that. But the interesting thing about Krishna is he can do all those things fully. He can manifest himself fully. In fact, Krishna is so interesting that he not only manifests himself as a hill, which is situated in Vrindavan, in the Vrindavan area, he manifests himself in practically all these species of life. Just like you would like to play as a bear sometimes, I would not. Or you would like to play as a different animal, whatever. And so Krishna manifests himself. Why does he do that? Because he wants to enjoy. He has no reason to do that other than his own enjoyment. We have reasons to do what we do. It's like some of you are going to the university, and the reason you're going to the university, well, there may be various reasons. You're trying to meet a husband or wife or something like that, or girlfriend or boyfriend, or you may be going to the university because you want to get an education so you can make a lot of money, or maybe, possibly, you're going to the university to learn something, possibly. I mean, I went to the university to learn something, and I didn't learn anything at the university. Anyway, it's another subject matter. So, but Krishna doesn't have to do anything to accomplish his purposes. Everything's fun for him. And for us, you know, the fun is on the weekends, or if you happen to work 4 days a week, you get 3 days of fun. And the rest of the week is just slave labor. Business deal, slave labor. So that's, but everything Krishna does. Why? Because Krishna is Aptakama. Whatever he wants, he gets just by wanting it. Doesn't even have to text someone. You know, just like sometimes we have to order something from Amazon Prime, and it doesn't come when it's supposed to come, and it's very frustrating. And so Krishna doesn't have to order anything from Amazon. He gets what he wants immediately. That's called aptakama. And he's also, another word in Sanskrit is swarat. He's independent. Doesn't need anybody. However, he still loves us. That's the nice thing. His love for us is not dependent upon what he gets. You know, most of the exchanges or relationships we have in this world are based upon I scratch your back, you scratch my back. In other words, you know, you fulfill my needs and I fulfill your needs. Good relationship, isn't it? So, but Krishna's not like that. So anyway, so Krishna wants to, or wanted to, appear as a hill. And as he appears as a hill, he appears as his own devotee. So this is so amazing. I mean, it's sometimes, as we use, have this expression in the 1960s, it can blow your mind, isn't it? How Krishna can be in unlimited places simultaneously doing different things in different forms, and he's aware of it all, and he's enjoying himself. We can only be in one place, usually, at one time, doing one thing, or maybe you're trying to multitask, which doesn't work too well. But Krishna can unlimitedly multitask and appear in different ways. So he decided to appear as a hill. And that hill is known as Govardhan. And so we're going to talk about this Govardhan Hill and what Krishna did with Govardhan and how Govardhan helped Krishna and served Krishna. So there's a very nice verse in Sanskrit, and I'm not going to read it. There's a picture there of Govardhan Hill. I actually have a house right next to Govardhan Hill. And this verse states, of all the devotees, Govardhan Hill is the best devotee. He's Krishna, and he's Krishna's devotee simultaneously. I mean, in one sense, you could say Krishna's everything, right? So there's, but there's differentiation when we say Krishna's everything. You could say, well, Krishna's this table, but that means the table is not 100% Krishna. The philosophy is called one and different simultaneously, which was taught by Lord Chaitanya about 500 years ago. So the table is the energy of Krishna. In that sense, it's Krishna. But we don't worship the table. At least I don't. And so, but Krishna can appear directly in any way he wants, in any element he wants. In fact, he's in everyone's heart. He's also in every atom. He's everywhere. So that's the nature of Krishna. So he arranges the Govardhan Hill, which is himself, serves him the best. And how Govardhan Hill served Krishna is very interesting. There's a verse which I'm going to recite. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and his brother's name is Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and coward friends, with all kinds of necessities, such as water for drinking. There were actually waterfalls coming down from Govardhan Hill. Cool water from the Govardhan waterfalls. And Krishna and Balaram used to drink this and wash their feet and mouths. And other beverages such as mango juice, and there's a particular type of fruit called the pilu fruit, which you don't really eat directly. You have to not suck on the seed or else it's very bitter. And here's another picture of Govardhan. And there's, when Krishna was present, which is over 5,000 years ago, there were fragrant soft grasses, and Krishna used to herd his cows on Govardhan Hill. There were also caves where Krishna and Balaram and their friends played, and they sat down. And see one of the caves here. I took a picture. Not really. These caves give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold, or when it is raining. And Govardhan also features soft roots for eating. And there's a picture of Krishna. You may recognize him. He's also on the altar. And also jewels come from Govardhan and flat places for sitting. and being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. A nice picture. That's a picture I took. It is a picture. It's a photograph. So Govardhan Hill also shows how to render pure devotional service. So devotees... So the devotees pray, that's the Sanskrit. O Govardhan, please let me live near you. Let me have residence near you. So, here's the story about a particular pastime or activity that occurred over 5,000 years ago when Krishna was manifest on the planet, and Krishna's father was named Nanda Maharaj. His mother's name was Yashodamai, but anyway. So one time, Krishna noticed that everybody was ready to do some ritual sacrifice. Like every culture, there's all these sorts of rituals. And usually people don't know why they do rituals, right? You know, you don't think about it. Oh, why do you do that? I don't know. My mother taught me. Yeah, my priest told me to do it. But, or even if they know, they don't think about it when they're doing it. So Krishna asked his father, they were going to do this sacrifice to a great personality named Indra, who is one of the personalities who controls different aspects of the material creation. Because not only do you have Krishna, but he has a whole bunch of cabinet members who he elects. They're elected officials. Krishna is not an elected official. He's always who he is. So he elects them when they're particularly qualified. And one of them is generally, they do a sacrifice to him. This is a tradition in India. It's called Indra sacrifice, Indra puja. And that's done during the harvest season. In practically every culture, you have some harvest season ritual. I mean, I remember the culture I was brought up in. You used to have set up big tents, and there was wine, which I didn't drink. But and people celebrated the harvest, and you had all these vegetables hanging around. I mean, there's something like Thanksgiving in America, isn't it? Originally, Thanksgiving. Of course, unfortunately in America, they celebrate Thanksgiving by cutting the throat of an innocent bird. That's a nice way to celebrate, isn't it? You kill one of Krishna's creatures. Bad karma. So, in this particular sacrifice, Krishna was asking, you know, why are you setting up like this? Why are you doing this sacrifice? And Nanda Maharaj said, well, it's tradition. You know, we got to give thanks to this person. And Krishna basically said at that particular point, look, this person just has to act according to karma. You know, he said, basically, if you do good, you don't have to worship anybody like him. You'll get a good result. You know the law of karma. If you do good, you get good, right? Law of karma. So he's controlled by karma. You're controlled by karma, so do good. And you did do good. And so you should get a good result. So don't bother to worship him. You should instead, so here Nanda Maharaj is describing the type of worship, so that's Indra. So instead you should perform a sacrifice for Govardhan Hill, because Govardhan Hill is what gives us everything. You know, the grass, which you described before, the nice grass for the cows, the waterfalls, the fruits, and everything like that. And so you should perform a sacrifice for them. And also do this for the pleasure of the cows. In Vedic culture, cow protection was very important because the cow and the bull provided so much for human civilization. Like the cow provided milk, the bull was able to help plow the field. You didn't need to buy tractors and engage in hellish industries, polluting industries. And the bull is actually a tractor that can self-reproduce, right? You ever find a tractor like that? You know, we have a little tractor back there. It hasn't reproduced yet. Maybe it needs a female tractor, and then we get little baby tractors or something. But the bull can actually reproduce itself. So cows were considered very important. The brahmanas. Brahmanas are those who understood spiritual knowledge, and they were able to instruct people in spiritual knowledge. And he said, let's start this sacrifice by offering a whole bunch of goodies of food to Govardhan Hill, you know, vegetarian things and a lot of sweets. In those days, they used natural sugar, not refined sugar. There's this interesting thing called gur, which they use. It's much healthier for you. So Krishna said, let many different types of food be offered, sweets and vegetable soups. And the brahmanas did a ritual. In every culture, there's different types of rituals. In India, you have this ritual called a fire sacrifice. Now, no one gets thrown into the fire, but the fire sacrifice is considered to be the burning up of one's karma when one performs the fire sacrifice and offering. I mean, it's a wonderful performance. So Krishna said the brahmanas should do this fire sacrifice and feed the brahmanas, that is the spiritually inclined persons, and reward them with many, many gifts. And after doing this, you should feed all the people, the dogs and, you know, whatever animals are around, and of course give grass to the cows. So they did this thing called the Annakoot ceremony. Annakoot means to offer mounds and mounds and mounds and mounds of food to the hill. And so present them all to the hill, and you should all decorate and dress yourself very nicely and circumambulate with the cows, circumambulate the hill. As I mentioned before, it's about 16 miles around, or 15 miles and 22 to 24 kilometers, depending on which path you take, and worship Govardhan Hill in this way. So what happened is that Krishna manifested a gigantic form. You know, there was Govardhan Hill, which is pretty big, and Krishna himself manifested a gigantic form of Krishna. And he said, he spoke in this gigantic form. I mean, bigger, taller than the dome. Can you imagine that? And they weren't frightened. And he said, I am Govardhan Hill. And saying that, he ate everything. Of course, you may say, what about everybody else? You know, they get to eat too, don't they? Well, Krishna later on manifested it back. But in the meantime, it appeared it was all gone, and he was asking for more. Anyor, which means, give me more, give me more. And they were thinking, he's big, he wants more, what do we do? So basically, for those of you who don't know what Tulsi is, he took this, the devotees took this sacred leaf of a sacred tree called the Tulsi plant, and offered it to Krishna because it was sacred and specially dear to Krishna, a particular plant. Krishna was satisfied, and he didn't ask for any more. And he gave him back all the food at that particular juncture. So then what happened? Okay, we got ahead of ourselves. What happened is this Indra person, who we mentioned before, got really angry. He said, they did not worship me. Now remember, he's really powerful, like someone from a different planet with different powers, like mystic powers. Some of you may have heard of mystic powers where one can make himself very big, make himself very small, can flow in the air, can teleport oneself from one location to another. These are mystic powers that one can attain. And so Indra had a lot of these different powers, being one of the controllers in the universe. And he got really angry. He said, just see, as you see here, the impudence of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. He actually instructed different clouds. Whoops. He instructed or arranged for different clouds that were like the clouds of universal destruction. He said, go, and I shall follow you riding on my elephant. Great storms will come to give proper punishment pour down the rain clouds, they should be destroyed. That means the residents of Krishna's village, along with Krishna, should be destroyed along with their cows. So this is genocide. Very heavy. So they were blazing with lightning and thunderbolts, that is lightning, and the clouds released torrents of rain as thick as like massive columns, rain, hail, sleet, whatever else there was. And the whole area became submerged in a flood. And everybody was upset because it was a cold rain. So they were shivering and they were wondering where to go for protection. And so normally the residents of Vrindavan, which is Krishna's village, would go to Krishna. The residents of Vrindavan were attacked on a number of occasions. There were violent, there was fires, there were big creatures that attacked them, and they always went to Krishna, and Krishna always saved them. So this time they went to Krishna, and they approached Krishna, Govinda, for help. Please help us. And Krishna said, I will counteract this act by Indra with my great mystic powers. Krishna is called Yogeshvara. Yogeshvara means the Ishvara, the controller of all the yoga powers. So Krishna said, I'm going to counteract this. I will break his pride. I want to bring my friends some relief. He said, I must protect all the residents of my village, that is Vrindavan, for I'm their only shelter, their master, and they are my family. So what he did was incredible, this big, big hill. He put his hands under it and lifted the hill. It's described he lifted the hill just like a child can lift a mushroom, you know, little tiny mushroom like that. And he held it up with the pinky, of his left hand. Some more pictures of that. Actually, we don't want to go too fast because these are beautiful pictures of Krishna holding up Govardhan Hill. Another picture. And he also arranged that nobody got tired the whole time they were under Govardhan Hill. And it was for about a week's time. And so, not only that, but there were villages and all sorts of things under the hill. It was just like a big valley under the hill, which everybody enjoyed. So, Krishna said, O mother, O father, residents of Braj, if you wish, you can may now come under this hill with your cows. So we understand, this is a quote, ordinarily a large coward community, which included many thousands of cows, bulls, and so on, would not fit under the base of a medium-sized hill like Govardhan. However, because the hill was in ecstasy, being touched by the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it acquired inconceivable power and even felt the hundreds of deadly thunderbolts thrown upon its back by Indra to be offerings of soft, fragrant flowers. At times, Govardhan was not even aware that the thunderbolts were striking. So, because the residents of Vrindavan were able to see Krishna for a whole week without stopping, they did not experience hunger, fatigue, and Krishna also forgot about everything, seeing his associates, because he loved them very much. So after a while, Indra became a little astonished, and he stopped the rainfall. Krishna said to the coward men and ladies and all the creatures there, please go out from under the hill, and Krishna put the hill back in its original place. Of course, the hill looked different 5,000 years ago. It was much more grass on it. It wasn't so much of a drought situation that there is now, you know, global warming. So the residents of Vrindavan were overwhelmed with ecstatic love. They came forward to greet Krishna according to their individual relationships. Everybody has their own relationship with Krishna. These powerful personalities, known as demigods, sang his praises and showered flowers, and a festival took place. These demigods played on the conch shells and kettle drums and began to sing. And Surabhi from the heavenly planets came from her planet to see Krishna with Indra, and they bathed Krishna. This is called Abhishek. And Indra was very much ashamed, and Indra fell down and put his helmet at Krishna's feet and begged for forgiveness. Indra said, "Engrossed in pride over my ruling power, ignorant of your majesty, I offended you. O Lord, may you forgive me. My intelligence was bewildered, but let my consciousness never again be so impure." Krishna said, "I wanted you to remember me. A man blinded by intoxication with his power and opulence cannot see me nearby. Execute my order and remain in your position, but be sober without false pride." So then Krishna was bathed with the milk from the heavenly planets by Surabhi, and Indra bathed him with Ganges water from the trunk of his elephant, and then Indra coronated Krishna with the name Govinda. Govinda means the pleaser of the cows and also pleaser of the senses. And therefore, in Vrindavan, all living entities, even those cruel by nature, became entirely free of all enmity. So, we're going to see a little movie with a song here about worshiping Govardhan. Hopefully it works. All right. Whoops, I thought we were going to see it. No, it's not working. That's all right. So there's a very nice poem that I'm going to read right now. Giri Nripa Hari Dasa Shreni Varyeta Nama Mritam Idam Uditam Shri Radhika Vakra Chandrat Vrajanava Tilak Katve Kripta Vedai Spurtame Nija Nikati Nivasam Dehi Govardhanam Twam. So the translation is, Govardhan, O king of the mountains, O hill whose nectar name the best of means the best of Lord Hari's servants, flows from the moon of Shri Radha's mouth. Now Radha is the feminine counterpart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those of you who don't know who Radha is or Radharani is, in Krishna consciousness or in the Vedic understanding, we don't have a chauvinistic understanding of the Absolute. The Absolute has male aspect as well as female aspect. So this is very much balanced in terms of what we perceive in this world. So, hill that the Vedas declare to be the tilak, tilak means what we keep on our forehead, marking of Braja, please grant me residence near you. And that's the end of the slideshow. And I'd just like to tell one story about someone who was liberated by the mercy of Govardhan. This is a famous story from the Puranas. Purana means very old literature. And actually also from another Sangita. So once upon a time, there was a Brahmin, that means someone who was interested in spiritual life, and he was visiting Govardhan Hill. Now what he did is he took one of the stones from Govardhan Hill, just like we have one of the stones here on our altar. It's described that when you have a stone from Govardhan Hill, that stone can be worshipped, considering it to be a manifestation of Govardhan Hill. So that's why we keep the Govardhan, it's called the Shila. Shila means stone. A Govardhan stone on the altar, and we decorate, and also why we're going to celebrate today and why we're going to make a big hill of foodstuffs and put the Govardhan stone on top and circumambulate and run around the hill and have a kirtan and all sorts of fun things. Anyway, so this Brahmin took a stone, and as he was about to leave the area of Govardhan, there was this big monster with like three or more eyes and, you know, big, like threatening creature. he threatened this Brahmin. And the Brahmin was thinking, what am I going to do? I don't have any weapon with me. So how to save myself? And then he looked at his hand. And he said, this is the only thing I have. So he, don't do this at home. I'm not suggesting anything like this. So he took the stone that he had from Govardhan Hill and threw it at the monster. And all of a sudden, the monster turned into a handsome guy. You know, a heavenly or spiritual person. And the monster was ready to go back. It wasn't a monster at that point. But the person, he was ready to enter into the spiritual dimension, the spiritual sky. And so the Brahmin said, what happened? And this previous monster, he said, actually, because I came in contact with Govardhan, which is non-different from Krishna. So they said, don't throw it. But which is non-different, or who is non-different from Krishna? That purified me from all the karma that I had to suffer or was suffering or will suffer. And he went over the whole litany of the karma he had to suffer. Millions and millions of births and different species of life. So much bad karma because in his previous life, he did a lot of bad things. He was what they say in India, dacoit means robber, thief, murderer. He murdered his own wife and ran away with another lady, and he decided to murder her too. Murdered his children, murdered his grandparents, his parents, stole, literally murdered hundreds and hundreds of people, a mass murderer like that. So you think, you know, this guy has bad karma. Karma is as you sow, you shall reap. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? So, and one cannot escape the laws of karma because karma means that you have someone observing you 24/7. Who is that person? Krishna. Oh my God, it's worse than Santa Claus. He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. So, and everything you do has a reaction. Like you help a lot of old ladies cross streets, you get a good reaction. So help a lot of old ladies and old men cross streets, and then you'll get a good reaction. So, and if you hurt people, guess what? Similar thing will happen to you, and that's the law of karma. So this guy really had to suffer a tremendous amount. So as I mentioned before, he went through a whole bunch of different lives of suffering and punishment. And somehow or other, by coming in contact with Krishna, he became liberated. Now, what does that mean for us? Of course, we don't go around throwing Govardhan at each other. But it means that if we come in contact with Krishna somehow or other, we can become liberated from all the bad karma. It doesn't mean we should keep doing bad karma. It's not that, hey, let me kill a few people, come in contact with Krishna, kill a few people. Just like we have this prayer about Tulsi Devi, Yani Kani Chapapani Brahma Chiri Kani Cha. By circumambulating Tulsi, you become free from the sins of killing a Brahmin. So that doesn't mean each time you go around, you kill a Brahmin and you become free. It doesn't work like that. It simply doesn't work like that. So, therefore, you're forgiven, but don't keep doing it, because then it won't work anymore. So how do we come in contact with Krishna? Through what? His holy names, through the Maha Mantra. Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shuddha Nichimukho Abhinatvam Nama Nami. Now, the Sanskrit, that the name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. When we say Krishna, Krishna is there. When I say your name, you're not there. Right? Or if I say the name of something I want, apple, 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 I don't get an apple. Unless you happen to be me and you have some disciples. Then they bring you an apple. Isn't it? Have I said that? Probably Ishwar, he's the young bodybuilder there. He would bring an apple over. Isn't it? If I said apple, I want an apple. So, but it's not instantaneous. But Krishna's name is instantaneous. And we say, Krishna, Krishna's there. Not only that, Krishna's name is like a touchstone. You get what you want. You pray, you from your heart, you express your need to Krishna. We were talking about this before we spoke today, a few minutes before we spoke, that one should chant from the heart. Krishna, help! Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram. And then we're in contact with Krishna. So the same result that this particular bad guy got from getting hit by the Govardhan Hill, Govardhan Stone, we can get by chanting Krishna's name. And not only we get liberated, we get bliss. Bliss means happiness. We get knowledge, and we get established in our eternal spiritual position. I've been chanting Krishna's name since, oh my God, I better not say, since 1968, so. And it gets better all the time. So that's benefit. So anyway, so this particular person, he went back to the spiritual realm, and simply by coming in contact with Govardhan, and we can go back to the spiritual realm just by getting in contact with Krishna's name. So thank you very much. That's a brief explanation. We have a lot more to say about Govardhan, but we have a very big program today. After this, we have on the altar, they're going to be bathing the Govardhan Shila. That'll take about 15 minutes. And then after that, there's what? Then we go down and... Yeah. Dance, drama, and then more prasad. Prasadam means spiritual food. And there's going to be mountains of it. Okay, thank you very much. So we'll proceed with the next item. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Giriraj. Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Hari Bol. Okay, so who's going to lead us in it? Aditya Narayan Prabhu will.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, first of all, let's thank His Holiness Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj for the wonderful katha on Giriraj Govardhan. And we can see how much love he has for Giriraj Govardhan. And he actually has a house right at Giriraj Govardhan. So let's thank Maharaj Maharaj for the wonderful class on Giriraj Govardhan.
Hari Bol.
And we'd like to welcome everyone. Thank you all so much for joining us today. So we have Diwali and Govardhan Puja. So thank you everyone for coming. I think many of you are here for the first time. Can you just raise your hands, everyone who's here for the first time? Okay. Let's give a big Hari Bol to everyone here for the first time.